And my friend Jimmy Dean from up in Johnson City is in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kent.
Boy, you're kind of on a world tour for this project that is getting ready to happen, right?
This is my third of four stations this morning. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, tell me what is going on up in Johnson City and what you guys are looking to do.
Okay. Well, about a month ago, I got wind that the Johnson City police chief was trying to renovate one of the old parks behind the junior high school there in Johnson City. It used to be the Prime Park. And they've recently renovated the Scout Cabin, which is very nice. But the park itself was just in terrible shape. Storms, you know, blew trees down and blew fences and playground equipment. And they're starting a project to raise some money.
Yeah.
So I asked my wife, Donette, I said, hey, do you think if we raise some money and got him to name it after Mike, that would be a good idea? Well, she knows me. She knows I'm going to go out there and pound the pavement, twist some arms, and she said, that'd be great.
Okay.
So I told the chief of police my idea, and he approached the council and the mayor, and they graciously agreed last week to do that. So our goal is to raise $15,000 to go towards playground equipment and renovation, and they will name it the Mike Dean Memorial Park.
I love this. For those of you listening who know this family and who were lucky enough to know Mike Dean, or Mr. Dean as maybe he was known, you know what kind of person he was. And to be able to name this in honor of him, I think this is going to be awesome and amazing and a wonderful place for kids in the community to go and gather. So my question is, Jimmy, is like, if I'm wanting to give some money here, what do I need to do? Who do I need to send it to and all that good stuff?
They can contact me, and I'll give my cell number, 889-5797. They can contact Johnson City City Hall, and the treasurer's number or City Hall's number is 983-6651. Or they can contact Chief Stark at the police department. And it is tax deductible. I want to mention that.
Great.
And that's a huge thing. And you left out the most important person, probably, Ken, is my wife. Everybody knows her. She taught for 37 years. I think she taught you.
I'm not saying for.
She tried to teach.
She tried to teach me some things. I do remember when we got going on the Pythagorean theorem and right triangles, and she taught me a little code word that helped.
We still talk about that over supper.
Sure.
but she knows a lot of people. But it's coming up in 2 weeks on the 12th anniversary of Mike's death, which was just right down the road, about three or 4 miles west, going into Carbondale. Person came across a center line, a person who didn't have his driver's license due to some prior driving bad habits, hit him head on. And we just want to carry on his name, his legacy. And you knew Mike well. He helped a lot of people. We found out more after the funeral about Mike, the good things he did, than we knew before. So I tell people the good stuff now before it's too late.
Yes. That was one of those days where I got a text message on my phone, and I hit my knees and offered up some prayers there. But it wasn't until I saw the line at the church there where I realized the impact that Mike had on everybody. So listen, if you're listening to me right now and you want to help out on a phenomenal cause and give back, you know, this is something that we really be proud of for Johnston City, and have the Mike Dean Memorial Park. Here's a number you can call, 889-5797. Any amount will do.
Hey, I've had donations of $25 up to a pretty good chunk. I don't want to say how much, but had one gentleman come up in Sam's on Tuesday, had tears in his eyes. I didn't know him, but he knew me.
Yeah.
And gave me a $50 bill, said, I lost a daughter. And I want to help. So any amount, you know, they mount up quickly.
Yes. And so this would be wonderful for the community, for the kids. I just think it'd be a win-win for everybody. I'll have all of this information up on our Facebook here in a second, and on our website under my blog at z100fm.com. So it'll be able to share it. You've probably seen Jimmy and Donette there on the news, on television. They've been talking about this, and I think it's just a great opportunity to give back. 889-5797, or call up there to Johnson City at 983-6651 and say, I want to make a contribution to the Mike Dean Memorial Park, and we can get this thing going and, you know, get everything where it needs to be.
I appreciate your help, Kent.
Well, Jimmy Dean, I appreciate you a ton right there. So check that out. It's for the kids of Johnson City. And once again, I have all this up online right there on our Facebook and website here in just a second. 8:30 this morning, the Road Report right now. Today.